It's Friday. That's awesome. I'm Carl. This is CNN Student News. Today we're going to talk about paying for college and hear how a performer takes on bullying. But first, we've got something about Syria that a United Nations representative called the first hopeful news in a very long time. The fighting in Syria has been going on since early 2011. Reports say more than 70,000 people have been killed. It started with protests against the Syrian government. That country's military cracked down on the protesters. Eventually, rebels armed themselves and started fighting against the government forces. Some people have talked about the international community getting involved by sending troops. This week, we heard about a possible diplomatic solution. On the left here is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. On the right is Russia's Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov. They said their countries want to set up a conference as soon as possible to work on forming a new government for Syria. If that happens, this meeting would be the first time that the sides fighting in Syria would come together to negotiate. In Massachusetts, the question of where to bury Tamerlan Tsarnaev seems to be settled. Earlier in the week, a funeral director said he couldn't find a cemetery to accept the body of the Boston terror bombing suspect.
As a result of our public appeal for help, a courageous and compassionate individual came forward to provide the assistance needed to properly bury the deceased. His body is no longer in the city of Worcester and is now entombed.
Police didn't say where the burial site is, but they thanked the community that provided it.
Today's shout-out goes out to Mr. Lane's science class at Mary Harris Intermediate in Fort Worth, Texas. What is the oldest college or university in the United States? Here we go. Is it William & Mary, Harvard, Rutgers, or Princeton? You've got 3 seconds. Go. Harvard University was founded in 1636, making it the oldest institution of higher learning in the U.S. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Student loan debt is soaring. The American Institute of CPAs recently took a survey of student loan borrowers and found the money they owe has made some of them postpone buying cars or houses, in some cases even delay getting married. What's more, 60% of them said they have some regret about taking out student loans. So what's a student who's planning on college to do? Well, an education savings account is a good start. You're never too young to put money aside. Even a small scholarship can help with tuition and shrink down a loan, and there are often grants available, federal, state, and private, that can save you money if you qualify. Work-study programs may enable you to pay as you go without racking up so much debt. There's also this. Not every well-paying job requires a 4-year college degree. Dental hygienists may only have an associate's degree, but can work their way up to a $68,000 salary. And with a formal apprenticeship, you can work in construction or mechanical trades, earning $50,000 or more. So think about the higher education you need before committing to college. And remember that while student loans are one way of paying, they're not always the only way.